Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Simi, that's on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We were here. Man, that's a beautiful song, I promise you. 8-29, the NSK is on your radio. Shaquan is also here, finally reunited, because last week, the whole week actually, we did not share the mic. But you know what? That's not going to be a problem going forward this week, okay? No more leave days for now. We've exhausted them. Now, we've been telling you that we are going to be exceptionally loud about our oral hygiene, okay? And maybe a bit too loud, because in the previous hour, we did ask you when was the last time you even went to a dentist. And we shamed you for it, for having not been there for years. Cease. How do you call? My goodness. Wow. As if I'm exempt from this. We've got Mr. Fanny Kerka as well as Dr. Abisai here from the Karitura, that's a dental clinic. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing this morning?
Very well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure. You know, sometimes we ought to be reminded of some of these things, because we live in a world where everything else is important but our own oral hygiene, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's just really start off with Mr. Fanny Kerka. But before we get into the actual conversation of you know, oral hygiene, walk us through some of the work that you and your colleague do, just in the community. I understand that you guys always are also involved with the Karatura Hospital. Walk us through some of the things that you guys practically do on a daily. Oh, actually, maybe doctor can jump on that one.
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
Doctor Abisai.
Karatura Dental and UNAM work together. As you know, Dr. Mark is still a student in UNAM.
Oh, okay.
I'm a dentist in Karatura Hospital. We work together. We do so much community work. We visit orphanages. We visit prisons. We visit maternity wards. We visit schools, mostly primary school, as we are trying to educate the nation on dental health care. Okay? So what we do is the usual removal of teeth. We fix teeth. We provide dentures, false teeth for adults and our grandparents.
Yeah.
We do regular cleanings. People have this preconceived notion that state hospital don't clean teeth or they don't fix. They just remove. It's absolutely not true. You can literally come there for a checkup and then we book you for cleaning, scaling.
But you have to book it most.
Yeah, maybe a week. You'll wait a week
or two,
which is, it's a state hospital, so it's about right. But we do almost everything dental.
Okay, all right. And have you guys laid out your next couple of visits already? Just maybe perhaps if people want to find themselves at these different spots or, you know, organizations or schools or whatever.
So far, our plan is to visit the National Correctional Service, the main prison, on Friday, and then wait for the winter to
subside a bit,
and then start visiting schools again.
That's it. No, my gentlemen, my ladies will be very happy to hear that you guys are coming to the correctional facility. They listen to us all the time, by the way. So, gents, the dentists are coming. So let's talk about oral hygiene itself, my good doctor and student doctor, Fanny Kerka. The importance of earlier oral hygiene, and you guys mentioned you go to primary schools, you want to bend the tree while it's still young. Talk to us about the importance of early oral hygiene.
Well, there's a saying that the mouth is the gateway to the body. And so oral health goes far beyond just having a bright, dazzling white smile. It's very much related to your general health and your quality of life. A lot of poor oral hygiene habits tend to be linked with systemic diseases such as diabetes, respiratory disease, heart conditions. And the wonderful thing is that all of this can be preventable, you know. And unfortunately, I think a lot of the listeners also know that how painful a toothache can be. And and unfortunately, people, and especially children, because, you know, they look up to their parents and they try to, you know, soothe the pain as much as what they can. But eventually, when they do come out to a dentist, unfortunately, the pain and the decay has progressed to such a state that unfortunately you can only extract. And most of the time, this is the child's first experience with the dentist. So can you imagine? You come there with already a painful tooth and... you know, you have this dentist here with their white coat on and going to pull out your tooth. It's quite traumatic for a child. So it creates quite a vicious cycle of I have a toothache or there's something wrong with my tooth.
That's the only time you go there.
Yes, and I'm also fearful for the dentist. So we want to be here this morning to talk about early interventions that we can do to prevent your child being in that spot in the beginning. And I'm sure Dr. Abis can help us with a few pointers on that end.
So like doctor said, early intervention is very important, you know. The saying that prevention is still better than treatment and cure, you know, still applies even today. And the child's first dental visit should not be a traumatic one whereby it's only an extraction going to be done. The child should go first, get familiarized with the chair, the dentist, maybe a cleaning, maybe a regular checkup, education on how to properly brush and all those things. And then after, we can continue taking it from there. So the checkups are very important also because we have to prevent cavities, gum diseases, misaligned teeth in kids. We've seen a lot of kids getting bullied because of their screw teeth. Majority of the kids in our public schools can't afford braces, you know. And teeth help in the shaping of the face. So when you remove some teeth at an early stage, the shape and the structure of the face changes a bit. Yes. And also now reducing the risk of systemic disease, like doctor said. And also some kids get bullied because of their crooked, overcrowded and misaligned teeth. So we are trying to prevent that at an early stage.
And that can be detected very early on. It can be dealt with or treated very early on. How early is early, by the way? Especially for the misaligned teeth or for the overcrowded teeth. My light is 4 or 5 years old. Who do we bring? At what age do we bring the light in our forward to say, okay, look, it's a bit misaligned. How do we take it from there?
So there's a saying that as soon as you see your child's first teeth, child must already visit the dentist. Yes, we can take an x-ray. We can predict the growth pattern.
We can
educate the kids on how to properly clean. We can educate the person, the parents, that in case the teeth are growing like this or like this, please come back. So as soon as we start seeing teeth in the child's mouth, we should visit the dentist already.
So actually, we hate you guys for nothing. It's actually just down to our own fault. as human beings, let's talk about oral diseases itself, okay? Which is obviously now the worst, case scenario thereof. Walk us through those early signs of oral disease. What is it that we as parents need to look out for? And even just ourselves as adults, once we see, oh my goodness, this could be an oral disease of some sort.
Yes. For children, one of the first warning signs that they will progress with is discoloration of their tooth, a stained color within their teeth.
Like a continued stain on
yes, uh-huh. So that is already, okay, there's something there that needs to be checked out. If it's left untreated, it will, of course, that decay will progress deeper within the different layers of the tooth structure, and that will then present itself as pain. Other things that also to look out for will be often people will say my gums start to feel slightly itchy, and that is to show that the bacteria has already started to affect the gums itself, and that is a condition which we call gingivitis. And if that is left untreated and that infection goes further down to the bone, it's what we call periodontitis. And unfortunately, periodontitis is irreversible. So, so definitely once you start feeling pain or something, we all know our own bodies when something is not going right. Head down to your dentist and to see what is going on there. And as doctor mentioned as well, with skew and misaligned teeth, many people ask, especially parents ask, well, it's just a baby tooth. You know, what is the big deal? the permanent tooth is still going to come out after that. But the thing is with that is once you lose a baby tooth before its time, it causes the other teeth within the mouth to shift. And it can even block the permanent tooth from coming out.
That's supposed to come out.
Yes. So there's a reason why your teeth fall out when they do.
Instead of not forcing it. And then
exactly. And force.
You know what I'm thinking here, Shikon? Shikon is also here somewhere, by the way. I'm thinking, go to the dentist challenge.
Absolutely.
Go to the dentist. We find another day.
Yeah.
Finding that day, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Even before winter ends, you know what I mean? Because like, cause now we don't have any toothache, so let's take it right now. Because my dentist always tells me, come before, you know, the pain and everything, right? And then we all just, everybody, we just go. Me, you, whoever that's listening, we all go there. Whether it's state, whether it's your own dentist, we do. Can we organize something like that? Dr. Vanika and Dr. Abisai.
Definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
So that means our conversations do not end here.
Yes.
We will still be in communication. Mm-hmm. We'll sort out the logistics and we will find a nice date. Okay, fine. You guys have now correctional facilities now this Friday, which is fine. We'll organize another date, you know, because people are busy and lives and everything. Is it only Monday to Friday, by the way, especially in terms of the state?
Monday to Friday, normal dental checkups. Mm. And however, we have a doctor always on standby for any emergencies.
Oh,
any
yes.
emergencies like maybe swollen gums or bleeding from previous extractions. Yeah. And, you know, dentistry is not just dentistry. There is also maxillofacial.
Mm.
So these patients that have fractures in the face or bones and jaws and cuts,
it's all connected,
everything also, from the neck upwards, it's a dentist. So there's always a dentist on call for emergencies in the weekends.
Okay. Well, Dr. Fanekerk as well as Dr. Abisai, we're going to pause it there for now. We will discuss our new plan with Fresh FM and the Karitura Dental Clinic, and the two of you guys at the forefront, where we're going to have go to visit. We'll find a name, man. Go to check out your dentist. It sounds very weird. Check out dentist day, visit your dentist. We'll find something nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we all go before toothache comes.
That.
You see? All right, cool. Thank you so much, gents. We really appreciate the work that you guys do. I think you just inspired a movement right now on Fresh FM.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
it. All right, cool.
Please have us back.
Yes. It's 8:42 in Namibia's Heart and Soul. Stick around, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we are going to get into our finances with a financial breakfast, something new that'll be starting on Fresh Breakfast.
In the office of Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.